Military brats are military brats for life. They can grow up, move out, move away, settle down in a nice town, but they'll always dread the inevitable cocktail party question, "So, where are you from?" Worse, perhaps, is the loss of childhood friends that comes with moving every 3 or 4 years. Recently, a website was created to help those long-lost friends reconnect. Melanie Peoples reports.
Military brat Joseph Peoples, also my brother, ticks off the names of some of the places he lived before he turned 18.
Kansas City, Lake Charles, Anchorage, Starkville, Biloxi, Jackson, Georgia, Clinton.
With each move, he left friends, good friends, behind, and it was nearly impossible to keep up with them.
Each time we moved, of course, you might try to keep in touch with friends for a little while, and usually, depending on how good your correspondence skills are, you kind of drop it off.
Joseph's not in touch with any of those childhood friends today, but he just might be soon. His best hope is a growing website called military-brats.com. At his computer in Decatur, Alabama, Joseph registers himself. If the long-lost friend he wants to find has also registered on the website, Joseph can find him.
Well, let me look for my friend Stephen Fender. I actually once searched for him through some other service.
The problem with military brats using other services like classmates.com is that classmates.com is a registry for high school's graduating seniors. If you don't know where your best friend from the fourth grade graduated from high school, you can't find him. And that's exactly what motivated military brat Mark Curtis to create the Military Brats Registry in 1997.
The need to reconnect with your childhood and your past, like most normal people are able to do, it's just not something we have the privilege of having.
Curtis estimates between 5 and 30 million military brats exist. So far, only 61,000 people have registered on the internet site. There are some great stories, like Ken and Diane Smith's, who met on an Air Force base in Germany in the 70s.
We were, 16 and 17, are the years that we were friends and then boyfriend and girlfriend.
Ken and Diane were very much in love when Diane's father was transferred. For a while, they kept in touch. But then Diane went to college in Spain, and Ken moved to California, and the letters finally stopped. Fast forward a quarter century. Diane finds the Military Brats Registry. Ken is the first person she searches for, and he's there.
I was just ecstatic when his name came up, and I sent him an email and asked him if he remembered me. And, you know, much to my delight, he wrote back immediately and said he did remember me. And then the next day he called me from California. He's living in California, and he called me, and we just started talking and emailing.
That was November of 2000. 2 months later, she flew from Connecticut to see him.
I was waiting for her at the airport, and darn if she didn't look the same way she did 25 years ago, with the smile and everything. And
we kind of fell right back into place of where we were when we were back in high school.
Ken proposed to her on that visit, and 5 months later, they married.
God bless technology, because this would have never happened if it wasn't for the internet, I'll tell you.
That's true.
There have been at least 5 weddings attributed to the Military Brats Registry. Countless friendships renewed. Other brats search for years without finding anyone. They can't find their friends until their friends find the Military Brats Registry. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.